Today she has a briyam. You see, in tough racial days, the iser achila b'yom kippur b'shir kamusa. Ha'ochal b'yom kippur kikosevas hagasa chaya. If someone eats in yom kippur a big fat date, notice the amount of a fat date, he's going to be chaya. Who pachas mikabetsa mad? It's a little less than a kabetsa. B'shir zeh shavu l'chol adam, and this shir is equal for all people. Bein l'nanas, what are you dealing with? A dwarf, a midget? Bein l'og melech habashem, what are you dealing with? Og melech habashem, what are you dealing with? A giant. Mishnah Berurah, sif katan aleph kikosevas hagasa. Af al gavde v'chol isurei ha-tayra misharim b'kazayis. Even though when it comes to all the isurei tayra of achila, the shir is a kazayis, kol zeh hechi d'ksi v'achila. That's where there is a iser achila, where the Torah defines the iser as an iser of achila, loisecha. Masha'en kein b'yom kippur loksiv achila. B'yom kippur doesn't say loisecha. Eman elamana ha-kosu v'achila, it prevented you from eating the lashon inui, with the lashon of the inisem, that you have to afflict yourself by not eating. He just said, "Hanefesh asher lo tuuneh." The kim lehu lechachamim the pachos mi kaiseves, and Chazal understood that less than a kaiseves, even if it's more than a kazayis, lo miyasva daita klal. It's not going to calm a person at all. It's not going to get rid of his feeling of being afflicted. Arehu ra'ev umuuna tivachil. He's still hungry, and he's still feeling afflicted, and therefore, unless you calm down by eating a koseves gasa, the shear of a koseves gasa, then you will not be chayiv. Ayin ber halacha, and he says, check out the ber halacha. Sif katon beiz, who pachus make kebeza. It's a little less than a beza. It's a lot of beza benis. Talking about here, the average size beitza, the aim of Dagom Abava, Shekatadik Abeitza, Amarkan, who believe Klippa. Check out the Dagom Abava, he says this is talking about a beitza without the peel. However, others say no, it's the size of the beitza with the peel. And again, okay, so the exact amounts and shiurim, this is a big tumult in the psuki, in the Paiskim, exactly. Again, as we're seeing here, with the Klippa, without the Klippa, Beinonis, again, and obviously, halacha lemaisa, what exactly the shear is clearly, obviously, it's more than a kazayis that we operate with, and exactly how we gauging the beitza and how much less than a beitza is. That's for the poiskim and exact shiurim are obviously subject of machlekes. Exactly what the size of these things are, we discussed a lot of that in previous Mishnah Berurahs. Not for now. We move weiter. B'shir zeh shava, sif katan gimel. Kimi lo chacham de b'shir zeh miyata daita. Because the chachamim basically knew and appreciated that they had an understanding that this shir is miyata daita. Koseves gasa is the shir that will calm a person, the whole of any person. Ma'at o harbe. A little or a lot. But less than that, not going to go ahead and it's not going to calm any person less than that. And that which the mechaber here is spelling out the shir, the fact that the mechaber is bringing up the fact that this is the shir to be chayiv, even though it's still going to be usher if you eat less, as we're going to see in the comments of A, that even eating a kol shehu is usher on Yom Kippur. Mishum the nafgamina mizeh. The nafgamina is going to be very important. When we get a tough reshit ches, we're going to see all those chole de machina is above us with a shir. When it comes to a chole, we feed him less than a shir. The alkein sricha an leida, a shir shel chiyuva. Therefore, we need to know what the shir of chiyuv is, even though it's usher in principle, even a kol shehu, but when a chole she'ein bo sakana has to eat, so he eats pachas and kashir. He eats less than a shir, so you have to know what the shir is of chiyuv in order to know how much a chole eats at a time. Sif beis kol ha'ochelim mitzdar from the shir zeh. All foods join up to the shir of this koseves gasa. Afilu melach shal basa v'tzir shal yerek. Even the salt on the meat and even the juices and the sears, like the natural gravy, or even gravy that has the additional stuff in it that's on the vegetables, meaning anything that's together with the food, even if it's external melach or external gravy and even liquids and things like that that are part and together with the food, that's being mistaif. But when you have separate food and drink, like a little cup of water, doesn't have the shear, and a little bit of achila of food, that's not mistaref. Those do not join up. These things are coming to make the food more edible. Anything that's coming to make the food better and more tasty and making it more edible, that's considered part of the ochel. Same would be even if you just dip your bread in wine or water. That's going to be mistaref, even though it's liquid. But what's not mistaref? Food and drink. Okay, if you ate less than a kosevis gasa of food, and you drank also less than a shear, they're not going to join up to be mechayiv. Because Chachamim knew that these separate types of achila and shtia are not mitzdarif l'inyan, getting rid of the inui. It's not going to be miasve das, and therefore it doesn't mitzdarif to the shear of kosevis gasa to make you chayiv minatayr. Again, any amount is also usher to eat, even as we see in the raisa, but you're not chayiv until you have the shear of a kosevis gasa. Sifkil, achal v'chazar achal. What happens if you ate and then you ate again? So, in yesh mitzchilas achila rishayna, if from the beginning of your first achila, ad sof achila kor, until your last achila, you ate in the shear k'day achilas pras mistarfin, if all those achilas were in the amount of time it takes to eat pras mitzdarfin, then it's going to join up, right? So the k'day achilas pras, as you know, is the amount of time that is considered one achila. And there are many, many different opinions as to what the shear is. 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes is brought down in the postgame. Also, are we talking about the totality of all the achilas within the shear of the achilas pras? Are we talking about the amount of time between each of the achilas to join up the achilas as one achila? These are all very, important issues and questions that are discussed at length. Another big issue brought up in the Achronim, big machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer Emek Bracha, and related to a Rav Chanan raises the question that what's the precise nature of this Isser against eating on Yom Kippur? Is it purely a halacha, not in Achila? It's a halacha in, as we said, Yisuvei Daita. Or no, is the Isser an Isser Achila that happens to be gauged by the shear of Yisuvei Daita? And the Cheskina says, no, the primary Isser is eating, not Yisuvei Daita. And therefore, let's say one wrapped food in something inedible and swallowed it. He's not going to be chayiv because it's not an achila. And he proves it from the fact, and this is why it's relevant to what we're talking about right now, he proves it from the fact that since consuming, food to be chayiv is related to the issue of k'day achilas pras. K'day achilas pras is what makes something one achila, one act of achila. So you see the core iser is one of achila. However, the Emek Bracha, he disagrees, because we're going to see coming up that you're going to be chayiv for drinking a melo lugmav on Yom Kippur. And if you're chayiv for drinking a melo lugmav, which is smaller than a revius, which is the minimum volume for achila of liquids, so this clearly is going to indicate that the iser against eating and drinking on Yom Kippur relates to just the amount that settles one's mind, rather than what normally constitutes eating and drinking. The fact that one must eat within k'day achilas pras, according to the Emek Bracha, is not so that it should be considered an act of achila. It's because Chazal determined that a person's mind will not be settled unless he eats the volume of a large bait within this period of time. Interesting. Machloikes. We now move weiter. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav. Achal v'chazal v'achal. So he ate and ate again.
Who had dinim ochel bli hefsek? The same thing would be if a person eats without any hefsek. Ella she perar, rather he just broke up his food, right? As ochel le perim ktanim, he broke up his food or bread into little small pieces. V'achlam and he ate them. Ayudei zenish tar v'achilasto harbe. And based on that, it took him a long time to eat the shear of a kosevas gasa. Gamke ba'inu shiye is also required that it should be mitzchilaso from the beginning of his achila ad sofo until the end. Rak kedei achilas pras has to be, okay, all eaten within the shear of achilas pras. Now, by the way, it sounds like from this Mishnah Berurah, from the beginning of the achila until the end, it has to be an achilas pras, as opposed to the amount of time in between each of the achilas has to be the shear of achilas pras. This is not so simple, as we'll see when we get to Tav Reishit Ches. There, it's the mashma lashon that the kedei achilas pras is the shear megabe desman between each achila. Anyway, let's move weiter. Sif katan zayin v'im lav, and if there's the achilas are not within the time frame of a kedei achilas pras, they're not going to be starting. They're not going to join up into one achila to be chayiv. Sif katan zayin lav was lomer shasha b'chayila achilaso yoiser mi shear achilas pras. His achila dragged out more than this year of achilas pras. Therefore, aim star achila achila l'saifa l'chayiv kares. Therefore, it's not going to join up the beginning of the achila to the end of the achila to be chayiv kares. Dalit shear achilas pras yesh omim arba beitzim. The amount of achilas pras. Some say it's four beitzim. The yesh omim shalosh beitzim. So chakos. Some say it's four. Some say it's three beitzim. Three beitzim. So chakos means measured generously. Let's see. Sif katan ches yesh omrim the yesh omrim. Some say three, some say four. Lini halacha kol shu b'shal tayra halach achar hamachmir halacha l'maisa. We don't really paskin up one or the other. Rather, we're machmir by shal tayra by halachas of shal tayra. We go with machmir kol shu b'shal divrayim halach acharei ha-megel. Anything that's been rabbanon, we go with the megel. So let's say in this situation here, let's say four beitzim would be le chumra, meaning that you have to, in order to be chayiv, you don't need to eat it in the shear of the amount of time it takes to eat three beitzim, but even if you eat it in the amount of time it takes to eat four beitzim, you would be chayiv. And therefore, that would be l'chumra. L'chumra here would be arba beitzim. Depending on what you're talking about, it could either be a kula or a chumra. But what he's saying is, you go with four beitzim or three beitzim, depending on whether it's, number one, a kula or a chumra. And number two, if we're dealing with the minat Torah, then you're going to go l'chumra. And when you're dealing with a rabban, you're going to go l'kula. We're going to move weiter here. Sif katan tes. Socha kois, kol beitza b'milui uberebach v'lo b'tzimtzum. This means that the beitza is measured by full and expansive measures rather than precisely. We now move right there into Sif Hei. Hab d'ba'inan shir hainu l'chiyuv kares o chatas. When we talk about this shir, we're talking specifically to be chayiv kares or for a chatas. Aval isura ika b'choshu. But when it comes to iser, even the most minute amount is going to be aser. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yod hadavin and shir. Haynu beila imin achila beila and shtia. Kedil lakaman b'siftes. We're talking about achila, talking about shtia. We'll see by shtia when we come to siftes. So the shir is only relevant for chiyuv. And again, we saw it. Chiyuv has ramifications. There's manazeh as well when it comes to achola, eating pachas make kashir. Sif katan yod alaf al isura ika minat Torah. But there's still an Isser Minat Torah to even eat a kol shehu on Yom Kippur, even the most minute amount. Sif vav, achal achalim she'enam ru'uyim l'achila. A person goes ahead and eats foods that are not roi l'achila, that are not items, that are not food items that are edible, meaning he ate foods that are inedible, or he says she'achal achila gasa, or he ate after he is stuffed, it's an achila gasa, right? Kegon. Now, what would be an achila gasa? How could you eat an achila gasa that you're going to be putter? So you're going to see, he says, achal achalim she'enem ru'uyim l'achila, achal achila gasa gomiyad,
Alachida shachlar yom kippur b'chi katz mizonot potter. So he says, how do you eat achila gasa? You're going to be potter. Before you get to the achila gasa, you're going to be chayav because you ate a regular achila. So he says, no. It means kigon miyad al achila shachal erev yom kippur. It means he satisfied himself on erev yom kippur, and now right away on yom kippur he eats more, and he's stuffing himself achi katz b'mizono until he gets to the point where he is disgusted by the food. So then he is potter. Right? When you eat to the point where you're disgusted by the food, you're going to be potter. So in other words, the scenario of achila gasa is a very limited scenario, because if we're talking about an achila gasa in the middle of Yom Kippur, you're never going to have a p'tur because there'll be chaya before you get to the achila gasa. So here talking about where that eating that you eat right away on Yom Kippur is coming after you reach that point of satiation, and any more that you eat now on Yom Kippur is going to disgust you. Okay, so again, if you eat foods that are, the food itself are inedible foods, or you're eating edible foods but you're eating an achila gasa, you're all going to, in all these scenarios, you're going to be potter. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkatan she'en amurim l'achila. Hayinu dvarim marim o nevashim. We're talking about foods that are bitter or spoiled, not edible. She'en amurim machmaz l'achila klal. They're totally not edible altogether because of it. But if you're dealing with foods that are edible, okay, you can eat them, but they're what? But they're usher. It's usher to eat them. You go, chaylev, mevela, treifa, chiyagadna. So you're not allowed to eat them. So you're not roi lachila machmas iser. For sure you're going to be chayev. Also for Yom Kippur. You're not only going to be chayev to eat chaylev and mevela and treifa for the isurim val, but also for Yom Kippur. Ah, it's not royal achila. No, it is royal achila. As the food, be'etzem, it's a food. It's a royal, it's a food. It's an usher food. You're not allowed to eat it, but the food itself, be'etzem, is a tasty, delicious food, good treif nevela, good treif fat as opposed to shuman. When I say treif, I don't mean treif. Treif is a specific iser. So then you use biker here. Good gimel, al achila sha'achal. Talking about where he ate right away on top of the food that he ate on Erev Yom Kippur, then locate hayach mishkachas l'achila gasa. Because otherwise, you're never going to have an achila gasa on Yom Kippur. Because you're going to be chayiv l'mashachal tchila b'iser. You're going to be very chayiv when you ate b'iser. Kodem shi'im boli day achila gasa. Before you come to stuffing yourself, you're going to be chayiv for eating a regular achila. So obviously, he's talking about where you already satiate yourself to the point where anything more that you eat is going to be an achila gasa. And then, when Kippur hits and you eat that, then you're going to have the achila gasa. Sifkan yidal ad shikatz b'mizayin until you're disgusted by the food. You're eating now. It's coming to exclude a situation where you're not disgusted by the food. You're just totally like satisfied already. You're already satiated. You don't have any desire to eat. But like most of the time, we eat when we're still, you know, as taiva, and still yummy. You're just satisfied already. In that situation, if you don't have a taiva to really eat, but you just like, you want to stuff yourself. You might not have the real desire. You're not really hungry, okay? It's more of just like you're addicted to food and things like that, and you keep eating. So you still magish the tam. You still enjoy it to a certain degree. You're not disgusted by the food, and therefore you're going to be chayav. It's only when you get to the point where you're disgusted by the food. If katan test vav, potter, you're going to be potter if it's not roi l'achila food, or you're going to be disgusted by the food because it's achila dasi, you're potter. The achila gasa loy shmei achila. Achila gasa not considered achila. When we come upon the achila, yesh iser zeh. But still, there's an iser drabonim. The chen b'acholim she'enam ruyim achila. So too, with the first scenario, we have foods that are not royal achila. Yesh iser l'chathila midrabonim. Still going to be iser l'chathila midrabonim. Achila l'chatzi shir mehen. Even a chatzi shir of this iser drabonim. Kam ken yesh izayah l'chathila l'chathila. You should avoid eating even if it's a chatzi shir of an achila gasa, or a chatzi shir of a dover that's not roi la'achila. Now we move into the Ramah. V'im achal machal mevusarim mevusamim o mituvalim. But if you ate spiced or sweetened foods after what? Al'achila, so after having eaten, meaning this is your seeming achila gasa, but the food is spiced or sweetened, then he's going to be chayiv. Why? The ravcha liv sumei shchicha, since there's always room for sweet yummy foods. So then you're going to be chayiv. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan tes zayin al achilas v'chayiv. Abach kasav no. The machal actually cuts the mizona. What's the difference? If you, who cares if it's sweet or tasty? If you're eating to the point where you're disgusted by it, so after the bezem potter, even this is going to be potter. Achein, he says, b'mes akol tali. It's really, it's a practical thing. Fi mashu margish b'nasha. It has to do with how the person feels. Ken kasav magen avram, but the magen avram writes. Atzalom argi v'stam talina the machal matuv al kishu ochel. A normal scenario is, if you're dealing with a yummy food that's sweet and tastes really good when you eat, so afilu imaya mitzchila savea b'yoseh, even if you were really stuffed, it's not going to be disgusted by the food. You can always have a good ice cream, you know. And that's what the Rama is talking about. But if, like the Bach says, if you're getting to the point where shekoedlo, if it's painful and it's just making you disgusted, you want to throw up, then you're going to be potter. So it's really telling on lemaisa. Are you katzpa? Are you going to, you know, be disgusted by it? And it's a practical thing. If it's so yummy, then you're not going to be, normally you're not going to be disgusted by it. You always like keep pushing it. You can keep pushing some more ice cream down. Let's move right there. The Rama then says, also Yom Kippur l'tayim davar l'hafshit. You're not allowed to taste something to spit it out. On Yom Kippur, Yitzayin, L'toyim Dabar L'Haflit. I feel the pachas of the shir, even less than the shir, it's going to be usher to go ahead and taste to spit it out. I feel the Yodeya Sheyachal Amor Al Atzmo. And even if you know you can control yourself, Shalo Yiv Laklom, you know you can control yourself and you're not going to swallow anything, still, it's usher to go ahead and do. And then the Rama says, I feel Atze B'Summit. Even Atze B'Summit, it's going to be usher to do. So he's saying, even spiced wood, you can't taste and spit out. It's basically wood, it's not food. Because the bottom line is, when you chew it, you taste, right? You feel the taste of it, you experience the good taste. But you could go ahead and smell it to get your mea brachos. And as long as I was talking about smelling, like, you know, snuff and things like that, to get your mea brachos on Yom Kippur. So he says, as long as you're not mesiach tas on the original smelling, you can't go ahead and keep smelling it again, like, you know, a couple minutes later or whatever, to get more brachos. As long as you haven't have a hesach adas from smelling. There are people that go and they are, you know, smelling these scented waters called spiritus. But if you're not smelling it, you can't make the bracha. So he goes back and he says, the ain mevarkin alav klal. He says, you do not go ahead. He says, there are people that smell these scented waters, but you should not make a bracha on them at all. The isim issa. Okay? And they're over an issa. They say like this. They have these scented waters or perfumes or whatever, and people will smell them, and they don't make a bracha on them. So that's wrong. Because if you don't smell them, if you're not really smelling it, then you don't have to make a bracha on it. So just to be mashlim here. So again, the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Vav wrote that one who eats food that is not roi l'achila, he's pater. In other words, if one ate food that is bitter or spoiled to the degree that one would not eat it, it's not considered food, and as such, he has not violated the dairaisa iser on eating on Yom Kippur. However, the chatila, one should not even consume such foods, even if it's not roi l'achila. So Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe Orachayim Chelak Gimel Simen Sari Aleph, he paskin that a person who is a chole, but not in danger, he's a chole she'embo sakana, he can take pills on Yom Kippur, assuming, of course, that the person would otherwise have to lay down and, you know, and rest, or his entire body is affected by his condition. This is what's called a cholesh embo sakana. It can't just be a shtickle chayle. It has to be a cholesh embo sakana, which again his whole body is affected. He has a fever. He has to lie down. And he says he'd be able to go ahead and take pills. What's the reason? Because the medication is basically unfit for consumption. It's only midrabanan it's only midrabanan to swallow. And that iser is basically suspended for one who is a chole. Now, when taking the medication, he says you have to swallow the pill and not take it with water. Rav Yoshev also, in Sefer Ashrei Ha'ish, Chelat Gimel, Perachav Gimel, Oschav Gimel, also paskin that one, when taking medication, one cannot drink water in order to swallow it. Now, in the event that one cannot swallow the medication without liquid, he should add something to the water, he says, to make it bitter, like soap. And it's not necessary to make the liquid so bitter that it makes him nauseated, that's he says. But Nissen Karlitz in Chut Shashani Yom Kippur Amud Kuf Mem Hei, he also passes that someone who is not a chola sheyesh bo sakana can still take medication, and he utilizes the opinion of the Rav Yah here that's cited in the Sharet Zion that it is permitted for one to eat something that is inedible in a volume smaller than the minimum necessary to violate the Dairaisa. In the event that the pill is not bitter, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Eglamates Sivchez, he writes that one should wrap the pill in thin paper and then swallow it in that manner. And again, that gets into the shayla that we talked about before, whether or not, okay, it's achila or it's a yisuvei daita. Anyway, that's that.